Welcome to Lanyapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A look at the relationship of a particular mineral found in the American South is shared in Eat White Dirt, the short film by Louisiana Tech professor Adam Forster is presented in a special screening, along with another one of his films, on Thursday at the Dixie Center for the Arts. Adam joins me in studio. Well, first, congratulations on the film. And tell me, how did this topic, where did this originate?
Well, for me, I came upon this selling newspapers in Columbus, Georgia, and I was walking in these convenience stores, and there were these bags of white dirt.
White dirt, yeah.
For sale. I asked, what is this for? People said, they eat it. People eat it. And I, you know, my next question was, why do people eat this? And what I discovered is that that question remained a mystery. And so I set out to solve that.
Yeah. So Adam, what is this white dirt?
it's kaolin. It's a mineral found in the subsoil. There's a large belt of it that runs through Georgia. It's found in Turkey and Australia and China. It's used in industrial applications like porcelain, paper, make light bulbs with it, toothpaste. Mm-hmm. So it's used in an array of industrial products, but I'm most interested in people eating this.
Right. So it is edible, and you've tried it yourself?
I've tried it myself, yes. It tastes a little bit like fresh rain.
So a bit earthen, but and there's no real side effects. I mean, do we know any data there?
Well, so yes, that's where the tension lies.
Okay.
There is obviously too much of anything can be bad for you. So it's known to cause constipation. But if you've ever had kaopectate, that kao comes from kaolin.
Right. Okay.
Which is actually, you know, it's a white liquid. Kaolin at one time was in kaopectate. It does have medicinal properties as well.
Right. Okay. So we've kind of set it up without hopefully giving too much
away.
Yeah,
exactly.
You describe it as bizarre. Why so?
To me, it's funny how much time we spend focusing on removing dirt from our lives.
Right.
We clean it from our fingernails. We clean our produce. We vacuum and sweep. But the idea of ingesting clay, to me, seems a little odd, but at the same time, it's curious to me. It's the most intimate we can get with the earth itself.
Yeah. Where does the story take you? I mean, do you profile a person, persons, people in the area, distributors,
Sure. So I wanted to find people. I wanted to find firsthand accounts of people eating earth, and I actually found a couple of scientists and nutritionists. One nutritionist in particular, named Sarah Young, she literally wrote the book on this practice. It's called Craving Earth.
Yeah.
So the story follows her, and we have a main character as well, Tammy Wright, who is very charismatic and passionate about eating earth.
Yeah. Well, the film, you finished, wrapped it up in May, and it's already won some prestigious awards. Tell us about that.
Well, so it's been traveling around the film festival circuit. It won Best Documentary Short at Landlocked Film Festival and at the Rome International Film Festival in Rome, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Not the other Rome.
Yeah, not the other Rome. Not yet. And I've got my fingers crossed for Oxford Film Festival in Oxford, Mississippi, so... got a couple of other submissions out, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Do you see this as a, I guess, kind of a self-standing film? I mean, any plans for a follow-up?
Well, so I do see this film as kind of an introduction to this subject,
mm-hmm.
And I have been talking with a few producers that expressed some interest in maybe turning this into a longer form, maybe something episodic, you know, a couple of episodes or a longer form feature length. But for now, it's a 37-minute short.
Yeah, and not only that being screened coming up Thursday at the Dixie Center for the Arts, but also another film, The Stranger. Share on that film.
So that was the final film of my graduate thesis work. It It's kind of the third iteration of an idea. There's a character that goes out and builds a shelter and then destroys that shelter. So it's kind of this idea of a life cycle. Or I was feeling very transient at the time, and so this idea of sort of building a home, making a place that you enjoy, and then packing up and moving again. And so I felt like that a lot lately.
Yeah. Where was that filmed?
That was filmed in North Georgia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, lots of great things are going on. Any current projects you're involved in? What's taking place there?
I've got a couple of interesting leads. I just found out about New Llano, this sort of washed up commune in central Louisiana.
Okay.
From the 60s, I think. So that's a curious thing to me.
So hopefully things are in the works there. But, of course, looking forward to Eat White Dirt, the screening again coming up Thursday. As far as the screening time, when is that going to be taking place, and how can you find out more?
Yes, so the screening, doors open at 6:15. It's free and open to the public. Screening starts at 6:30. That'll be The Stranger followed by Eat White Dirt. And you can find out more information at nclarts.org or eatwhitedirt.com.
Yeah. You mentioned what does it taste like is the most popular question.
Yes.
Of course, a Q&A coming up after the screening.
Yeah.
But another question that people ask of you
is, well, where is it found in other culinary examples? Yeah. And there's actually a restaurant in Atlanta that serves kaolin with mixed in with mashed potatoes.
On the menu. Adam Forster, again, congratulations. Looking forward to the screening Thursday.
Thank you very much.
You can hear this and other Land Yaps by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Support for Land Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.